If you've heard of the Minnesota Symphonia, it's probably because they give classical music concerts for free and for the whole family throughout the Twin Cities. But that's just the best publicized of two programs the Minnesota Symphonia provides. The other has an education component, called Music in the Schools. There the musicians provide brief show-and-tell sessions to groups of about a dozen students where they can touch and feel the instruments. It's often a thrilling opportunity for the children and the musicians. For more than 20 years, Jay Fishman has run this nonprofit organization. He does almost everything.
Okay, I'm Jay Fishman. I'm the conductor and the artistic director and the executive director of the Minnesota Symphonia. What that means is that I do everything from setting up the orchestra stages to helping to raise the money to choosing programs to conducting the programs. I wear a lot of hats in the organization.
The Symphonia's website says that the group began in 1989, but Jay's memory goes back even further.
Right. Before that, we were the old Minneapolis Chamber Symphony, and the board of directors and I had some disagreements. They wanted to go in one direction, and I said absolutely not. My feeling has always been that this orchestra and that orchestra have to be community service organizations. And that's what the foundation was for the Chamber Symphony, and that's the foundation for Symphonia. And when the board for the old orchestra wanted to go in a different direction, I said, we're not going to. They didn't like it. They fired me. We started this.
Classical music may get a bad rap in the average guy's imagination, but not in the imaginations of the families who go to those concerts, or to the students.
You know, people want to poo-poo this and say it's dead white men's music. The fact is, it's survived all this time.
Claire Farrell is a music teacher at Lyndale Community School.
So I think classical music is alive and well in young people these days.
Music in the schools, why is it so vital?
You know, that's a great question. And it really is. And the reason is because the kids don't get this. The point is, if kids get exposed to this stuff early and exposed in a good way, and we have great fun doing this, you'll see when we go and play with the kids, it's all in the approach.
Earlier, Jay described it in more detail.
There's two types of satisfaction with this. One is playing great music and playing it well. The second side of that is that when we play for the kids, or when we play for people who clearly are unfamiliar with classical music, and they really get moved by it, the music says something. The music has it has a means of speaking to people. It goes across racial lines, across ages.
Claire Farrell, a music teacher, explains the benefit in a concrete way.
Oh, it's wonderful. Some children here would never have a chance to hear orchestra instruments being played by professional people and to actually see them in action. So it's great to have the orchestra come here to Lyndale, where kids get that, you know, firsthand experience. It creates ensemble skills in my classroom when students work together and sing together in a way that they don't have those same experiences doing other things. Some of our students that maybe don't excel as well in other areas really fly and excel in music. It's, you know, it's a different way for them to express themselves and to...
These children who took part in a get-to-know-the-instrument session had a treat.
Can I try it?
What an excellent question. I was going to ask who wants to, and your teacher's going to pick. I think we'll have time for everybody who wants to, but I bet you have to be sitting crisscross on your seat before your teacher will pick you. I'd like five volunteers.
So did the ones who sang in the choir along with the symphonia. Here. The concert is the most obvious treat, but the music in the schools is just as important, serving a new generation. Jay and the Symphonia and the schools they work with expose the kids to what that feels like coming from classical music. To be blunt, classical music seems to be the protected province of middle-aged and wealthy whites. Pop music seems to be kicking its butt. But then classical music wasn't the pop music equivalent even in its supposed heyday. Just influential. Very influential. Jay Fishman and Claire Farrell want the students at schools like Lyndale Community to feel that influence and find a passion for classical and every other kind of music.
This is Will Wright for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.